Pashtus in the Gemara seems to be that we learn out from Soita that Sofik Tumah B'Shusa Yachid Sveika Tomei and Sofik Tumah B'Shusa Rabin is Sveika Toho. The Gemara's Loshin and Chulin Daf Tes on the basis Hilchus Agmirilo that Sofik Tumah Hilchus Agmirilo Misoita Hilchus Agmirilo Misoita that Sofik Tumah B'Shusa Rabin is Sveika Toho. So that's the question, what does the phrase Hilchus Agmirilo mean? So Rashi and Tosfos usually say, here the Gemara has in Bava Kamma, those are long Bava Kamma, the Gemara says Tzuris, it's Katsi Nezik, it's Hilchus Agmirilo. What does that mean? So Rashi and Tosfos usually assume, Rashi and Tosfos and the Rashi usually assume that it means it's Halach HaMashi Messina. What do you need Halach HaMashi Messina if you're learning out from Soita? Learn out from Soita is B'shus HaYochid, and B'shus HaRam is Tzveik HaTohar. As he said, the Netziv has in his long Hakdamah to the Shiltas, he claims that the Rambam gives you a list in the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMidrash. He gives you a list of all the halachas to Moshe Mesinai, and the Chavis Yoris, that he left out more than half. So what happened over here? So the Netziv suggests that maybe the Rambam was very consistent. Anytime the Gemara says halacha Moshe Mesinai, the Rambam puts it on the list. Anytime the Gemara says Hilchus Agmiri Lo, the Rambam will write in the Yad HaChazak, he'll write in Pi HaShmu Alamdu. So he thinks that that's not the same. The Rambam thinks that Hilchus Agmirilo is not the same as Halacha Moshe Mesinai. What it means is that the din was established in some earlier generation based on some kind of Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem. And in the later generations, they just forgot the derivation. But that's not a Halacha Moshe Mesinai. So it could be that that's what it means, the Loshon HaGemara there in Chul and Daf Tes on the base. Hilchus Agmirilo Misoita means we somehow derive from Soita both halves of the din. Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid Sveika Tomei and Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRam Sveika Tomei. According to the Ram, you can say it does mean Halacha Moshe Mesinai. It's a problem. The Loshon HaGemara is a problem. The Rishonim Nachronim discuss it over there on Chul and Daf Tes on the base. Here, the Gemara quotes the story about Mikveh Shenimda, the bottom of base on the base, goes over to the top of Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Gemara talks about Mikveh Shenimda, the Nimtza Chaser, and people were Tevil or Kelim. You were Tevil Kelim, you were Tevil people. So what's the din? So the Chachamim Pasuk, and that's Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim over here, if you look in Kiddushin on Daf Samach Vav and Beis, the Gemara quotes a Braise, a Tosefta, that this is Rabbi Akiva's sheet, and that's the accepted opinion. That anyone who is Tevil, any Kelim that were Tevil, Bein Mishu Sayach, Bein Mishu Sarabim, is all coming. So the Gemara is going to ask why? It's a Chasofek, so why shouldn't you say that Mishu Sarabim should be Sveik or Tohar? So the Gemara gives two answers. One answer the Gemara says is, that here you have a tartei de reyusa. The only time you treat it as a suffix. Well, let's see again the Gemara. What is the Gemara answer over here? The Rabbanan. When do you say this? The Rabbanan, in the middle of Gimel Amud Aleph. The Rabbanan, why don't you say suffix tumah b'shus sarab misveika tohar? Hossam, the Gemara says, Gavre b'ches kustarikoi misveik la machsini le gutum, hoche gavre b'ches kustumakoi misveik la machkin la mitumasa. What did the Gemara answer? That the klolim of Sofik Tuma b'shus harabim misveik tohor only apply when the person of the kli is b'ches kustahara, and you're wondering, you're questioning, maybe it became tohor, tomei. That's called the Sofik Tuma. But if the thing is Tamei, I know the person of the Kli is Tamei. The question is whether the Tvila took place or not. So the Gemara said that's not called the Sofik Tuma. So you don't. So you can't apply the Klolim of Sofik Tuma B'Shus HaYochid or B'Shus HaRab. So why does the Tanakh? So it should be a Sofik? So why does the Tanakhama say that it's a Vaday Tamei? So the Gemara explains because you have a Tartei L'Rei Yusuf. If the Klolim don't apply, not B'Shus HaYochid, not B'Shus HaRab, so what is Tartei L'Rei Yusuf? Is it follows the regular rules of Kala Tarakuma? So what should the rule be over here? So the Gemara presents it like this. The Olam have a chazoke keneged chazoke. You have the mikveh has a cheskas mole, and the person of the kli who is tovel has a cheskas tuma. So the cheskas mole of the mikveh should paskin, even though now I see the mikveh is nimtza chaser, I see that it doesn't have memsoa now, still the Gemara is assuming, we'll get to that in a minute, the Gemara is still assuming that chazoke the meikor still applies. What does it help? Chazoke the meikor, chazoke kamaisa usually means I assume status quo that it's still the same. Here you can't assume that it's the same. You assume that the change occurred as late as possible. That's a chiddush that the Gemara said. That's what Tosfos points out. Dika reis amigufo. That's what Tosfos points out. That you see from this Gemara that there are two dinim of chazaka kamaisa. There's one din, yishtal of chazaka, to assume status quo, the situation did not change. And the second, dinam chazaka kamaisa, even if you know bevadois that the situation changed, you attribute the change till as late as possible. So the Gemara says, on the one hand, you have a chazaka, the meikor of the mikveh cheska smole, even though it clearly changed, I should assume it changed as late as possible. So it was molly when everybody was tovel, all the kelim would nitfal there. And on the other hand, the kelim and the person have a cheskas tumah, so you have a chazaka, keneged chazaka, so it should be a sofik, it should be even Stephen. The Gemara says, no, you have tarte de reyusa. What does it mean exactly, tarte de reyusa? What's the answer? So the literal translation, tarte de reyusa, means you have a chazaka de hashta going backwards. That's a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in the first parak in Kiddushin tells a story that a man was mekadosh an isha with some kind of a trinket, and nobody was paying attention whether the trinket that he gave her was shava pruta or not. Sometimes when you buy a bubble gum in the machines there, you pay for a penny, you get three toy rings with your bubble gum. So the ring is worth less than a shava pruta. So he gave a girl some kind of a ring like that he got on a bubble gum machine, and we're not sure exactly whether shava pruta or not. So no one paid attention to it until that was a month later. So then someone said, well, hey, we have to find out whether she's Mekodeshes or not. So they had no way to ascertain what the value of the trinket was at the time that he was Mekadosher. They don't know whether the price changed. It's not like today, that all the prices keep on going higher and higher and higher. It didn't change so much in those days. So they look on the market today to find out what's the going rate. And they saw whatever it was, either was a Shavu Pruta, not a Shavu Pruta, so they went to Chazaka Dahash, they're going backwards, and they assumed that it was the same value a month ago, or 2 months ago, the same value for this ring as it is today. Where does that come from? The Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, Ba'is HaMenuga, the Gemara learns that Chazaka Dahash. If I know what the situation was like before, and the coin goes, Al Pesach HaBayis, so that's a coin of Pesach HaBayis, you should assume that nothing changed, it's the same. Where is the Makor HaChumash that there's such a thing as Chazaka Dahash going backwards? Rabbi Kevega writes in the Tshuva, it's the same pasuk, it's the same din. You assume that things didn't change, unless you know the Vada that it changed. So if you know what the situation was yesterday, you assume it didn't change till today. If you know what the situation is today, you assume that it didn't change in between, no change occurred. So the Chazaka Dahash going backwards, the same Chazaka the Meikor going forward. So that's the literal translation of the Gemara, that the Gemara says, you have a Tarta the Reyus over here, to say that the people who were tovel in the mikveh and the kelim that you were tovel in the mikveh tameh, you have two chazakas for that. The kelim have a cheskas tumah, the adam has a cheskas tumah, and you see that the mikveh is chosah nahari chosah lefanecha. So because it's chosah, chazaka the hashto should go backwards and declare that it was chosah when they were tovel. So you have two chazakas going in one direction. Then you have one chazakah in favor of lahakah, the chazakah the meikara going forwards, to say that the cheskas moli of the mikveh. So it's two chazakas against one. That's the literal translation. Two chazakas, kareg chazaka would have been a suffix, even Stephen. But if you have two chazakas against one chazaka, so the two chazakas win. So that's the question. Is that really what it means? Two chazakas against one. Two are better than one when it comes to chazakas. So some understand that take it literally. The Ra'or in the Berak HaBayis, in the Hasakas on the Rashbo, the Rashbo quotes this whole topic that Tosis raises over here based on the Beis. Tosis discusses a Shaila. We milked the cow a month ago. We're not going to have the month of milk later. It's going to get spoiled. They didn't have any refrigeration, so the Shaila can't apply to milk. So they milked the cow, they made cheese. So the cheese is still sitting around a month later. And now we shech the cow, we find that it's a trefa. At the time that we milk a cow, we assume Rob Behem is kshema, so we drink the milk and we make the cheese, we assume everything is kosher. But if you have the cheese is still around, then you shech the cow and you see that this cow is a trefa. So what do you do with the cheese? So should you declare that the cheese is also? I don't know when it became a trefa. It wasn't a trefa on the outside. We had a creep inside. We had a shech to look inside the kishkis to discover that it has the symmetries. Could be the trefa is developed after they milked the cow and the cheese was from the time that it was still kosher. It's not a trefus that it was born with. It's a trefus that developed after it was born. So you don't know when the trefus developed. So Tosfos says, from this Gemara you see that not only is there a chazaka de meikara, that yishtal of chazaka, if you can assume that it didn't change at all, even if you know bevados that it changed, you have the right to attribute the change to as late as possible. Because the Gemara says, by the nido, that she has a cheskas tahara de meikara, even though now I see that she's a nido. But the Gemara says the mikveh has a cheskas mole, even though now I see that it's chaser. So there's a second din of chazaka and a meikor, you postpone the change till as late as possible. So Tosfos says, memele, You have a right to be mekel. You have a right to be mekel on the Tosis raises the issue. Do you have the right to be mekel? Do you have the right to be mekel to assume that the situation changed after we milked the cow? So Tosis says no. The only time there's such a din of chazaka de meikora, even though you know it changed, you postpone the change to as late as possible. That's so by an isha who's becheskas tara. No, she's becheskas tara, and she has a now. I know she has a riyaz dam, but I know 2 weeks ago she went to the mikveh. She was tahira then. I just don't know when did she become tameya. So then the Gemara says you assume the change occurred as late as possible. Or the mikveh one time was established to be mole. A month ago the mikveh was mole, and now I see that it's chas. I don't know when it changed. So yishtamal chazake, you have the right to assume that the change occurred as late as possible. How do you know over here that the behemoth was ever a kshera? Maybe it was a trefa at the time that you milked it. So at the time that you milked it, we always rely on roiv, but that's not a chazaka. Chazaka means I have a idea about dois. Not I have a idea based on a roiv. You have to have a idea about dois. If it's a chazaka, shlonis barra b'shaita, if there was no idea about dois, at the time that I milked the cow, I didn't put the cow to an x-ray machine. We drink milk because we rely on roiv, but that's not called a chazaka. That's what Tosis says. So the Ran and Hulin and the Rashbon and the Torah Sabbat, they all quote the Rabbeinu Shimshon. He disagrees with Tosis, and we follow the Rabbeinu Shimshon. That there's such a thing as Chazaka Dosi Mekoyach Ruba. Since I'm allowed to drink the milk, I'm allowed to eat the cheese that comes from any animal. Why? Because you assume Roy Behemus Ksheri saying. So that's considered the equivalent of the idea about Dosi. In order to tell a Chazaka that you say that to attribute the change to as late as possible, you don't have to have dafki idea about dois mamish. I know the woman went to mikveh, she was tahora. I know that the mikveh was molid. Even if I don't know for a fact that the behemah was a ksherah, I know based on the roiv is roiv behemah's ksherah saying, so that's considered as if I had a idea about dois a month ago that the behemah was a ksherah. Now I find the idea, the behemah is a trefah, so I don't say, well, this is from the meal. No, I say the roiv was correct, and the change, we have the right to assume that it changed in between. That's called Chazaka Dosa Meperach Ruba. In the Shulchan Aruch, there's a Machlekes HaRishonim, though, the Machlekes, the Mechaber, the Ramah, they represent the different opinions over here. What happens if the trefes that we find on the animal is such, let's say you find a sircha, and the Gemara says in Chulin in one place, that Hudlat Piha Mako, if you have crust on top, on the outside of the body, if you have a hard crust on top of a wound, so it takes 3 days to develop such a hard crust. So let's say you have a sircha inside the lungs of the animal, and we assume that it took at least 3 days to develop such a sircha. So the Mechaber says, if the trefis that you found is a hole in the kishkas, because there's a needle there, or a hole in the lungs, there's a needle there, so maybe it just developed a minute ago. We don't know when it happened. So then everyone would assume that all the cheese and all the milk is kosher till the very end. But if you have a trefis that I know for sure I have to go back 3 days, so you can't use the chazak and the meikor all the way till the very present and assume that the change occurred as late as possible. Have to at least go back 3 days and say the last 3 days all the milk and all the cheese is usur. Then the Mechaber says you have no right to use the chazak and the meikor. And the Ramah disagrees and he says no, the last 3 days whatever milk and cheese he made will be usur, but anything up until the last 3 days, right? Instead of the chazak and the meikor. So this is the Tosfos derives from this Gemara. The Gemara said such a thing as Chazak and the Meikor extending till as late as possible, even though it can't extend till the very present mamish. That's Mufurish. The Gemara based on it based by the Isha Tohira, and now she has Dam. We see that the situation changed. You have the right to assume it changed as late as possible. And the same thing by the Mikvah Shinimda, Menim Tzachas, so the Gemara seems to say that that's a Chazak and the Meikor. So the Ra'or, and the Berak HaBais, when the Rashba quotes this, you see from the Gemara that the two dinim of Chazak, even if it can't extend till the very present, you postpone the change till as late as possible. And he gives the whole discussion with the cheese, and Tosfos says that it's also Rabbi Shimshon says that it's mutter, the whole chadgadya. So there are all rights in the Berak HaBais over there. There ain't no such thing. He says that's what the Gemara answered. Tar til reyusa. If you have a chazoke, can I get chazoke? You have the cheskas tomei of the person of the kli, tells us that he's still tomei. The cheskas molei of the mikveh tells us that the person, the mikveh was malay, and it changed as late as the change occurred as late as possible. So the Gemara says chazaka, can I get chazaka? We declare that it's tamei. Why? So the Gemara said tarta the reyusa. What does it mean? So he says it doesn't mean 2-1. The Gemara means to say that that's not called a chazaka. Chazaka the meikor that you know bevadai that it changed. is not a valid chazaka. The only chazaka that we accept, chazaka and meikar, is if you can extend it till the very present mamish. But if you know for sure that it changed, the Ra says that's what it means, tied to the Reus. That's what he says. The Balei HaTosfos clearly did not learn like that. They hold that, they quote La Locha, the whole discussion with the cheese on base and base, and the same discussion appears in Chulin, that everybody's talking about the cheese, the whole Shulchan Aruch, Simin Pei Aleph, where they quote that, where is it, Simin Pei Aleph, Sif Beis, Mechabed and Amod, they're all assuming not like this, Ra'ol. So how do they read Taita to the Yisrael? So you could say it's 2-1, 2 Chazokas against 1 Chazok. That's how some understand. Usually in the yeshivas they say a different shot. It might have been mixed as to what the Ra'or said. The Ra'or says, have a chazak in the Meikor that cannot extend to the very present because I know that it changed. You want to say that it, you should postpone, you have the right to postpone the change till as late as possible. So the Ra'or says that that's what the Gemara said, that's not a chazak at all. But the other Rishonim say, no, that is a chazak. But if there's a chazak, a keneged chazak, the cheskas tome of the person can extend till the very present. I say, the person of the Kli was tummy yesterday. I say, still tummy today. That can extend to the very present. The cheskas moly of the mikru, which contradicts the cheskas tummy of the person, cannot extend to the very present. So true, we recognize such a chazaka, not like the ra'or, but it's clearly a weaker chazaka than one that can extend mamish to the very present. So that's what the Gemara means, tied to the reyusa. You have a cheskas choser, hari choser lefanecho. So that's a chazaka dash, they're going backwards. The Gemara doesn't mean 2-1. Yeshlaima 2-1. That's one shot. 2 chazok is the 1 chazok. Oh, Yinami Yeshlaima. If you have a cheskas choser now that goes backwards, it means that the cheskas mole cannot extend to the very present. So it's a weaker chazok. So the cheskas tome of the person beats out the cheskas mole of the mikveh. Because one can extend to the very present, the other one cannot extend to the very present. There is a thesis in Ksubas that the Bnei Yeshua asks. On Taisus, on Daftes, and the Pei Sugi on Daftes, so the Pei Shua asks, it's a tie to the Reusa. What is Taisus talking about? Taisus says, Yishtalo Chazok. So obviously, Taisus has a different understanding. Not the simple literal translation 2-1, and not this interpretation. You have Chazok and connect Chazok, and one can extend to the very present. One can only go postpone a change till as late as possible. So this moment, Taisus doesn't seem to learn that. So it's a question, what is Taisus learning? Rav Lezer Shach has in his Sefer, has the whole Bior, he quotes a Rashbo and Chulin. So he has a whole explanation. Whenever you have chazaka, can I get chazaka? So it's even. So you don't know what to do. So he says there's an overall chazaka. As was, what's the diun over here by the... What's the diun by the mikveh? Was there a maisa tvila? Tvila is mitahir, a person who's tome. So was there a maisa tvila that's mitahir? So that's also called a chazaka. If you have a suffix, whether a maisa occurred that changes the status... So it's becheskas that the maisa didn't occur. That's a new chazaka. That's not one of the three chazakas that the Gemara talked about. Gemara talks about cheskas mole of the mikveh, chazaka in the mikor, cheskas chaser the hashtag going backwards, and then the cheskas tummy of the person. The Gemara is talking about nitty gritty chazakas. The Blazer Shach says, but the overall suffix is whether there was a tefillah or not. So the, it's becheskas the maisa hamitaher didn't happen, or if you have a suffix there in Hilchas Shechita. You have a suffix, the sakin with the behemoth. Also, you may have a situation of taita l'reyuso. Taisa talks about taita l'reyuso and kulin in the first parak. So there, the suffix is, did a maisa shchita occur? Maisa shchita changes the situation. If there's a suffix, whether a maisa hamitahir or a maisa hamater occurred, so it's becheskas that the mitahir or the maisa hamater didn't occur. That's his interpretation on taita l'reyuso. Whatever, that's a different explanation. So getting back again, we pass from like the Tanakhama here, in this Mishnah and Beis on the Beis, and the Tanakhama is Rabbi Akiva, that's the Gemara, you look in the Gemara in Kiddushin, Samachol and Beis, the Gemara identifies that's Rabbi Akiva, and it's based on the premise, how come you say that B'shus HaRabim is Sveika Tomei, B'shus HaYochid is Sveika Tomei, why is that B'shus HaRabim made B'shus HaYochid? The Gemara says, the Kalal Sofit Tomei B'shus HaRabim is Sveika Tohar only applies if the person of the thing is Tohar and it's a Sofit, did it become Tomei? But if it's becheskas tumah, and you're judging whether it became tohar, the rules of safik tumah don't apply. You have to go with regular rules of kala terakula. You have to rely on the chazaka and rubas and whatever. So this is a chazaka, kereg chazaka, and this is a badai tumah because of tar to the reyus. Sure. Whatever tar to the reyus means, okay. Abshima disagrees, and he says, b'shus harabim tohairas, and b'shus hayochid tolim. What happened over here? So the Gemara, b'shus harabim tahayrois. Reb Shimon holds that the klali hapsak of sofik tumah b'shus hayochid b'shus harabim is not exactly the way we assume. The Gemara says yishnem lelem adu ala misoita. Let's see. What did they say, Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon saw about 10 lines from the top. Kisoit the masoit b'shus ramtar. Achanam b'shus ramtar. Reb Shimon holds that the klali hapsak of sofik tumah b'shus hayoch b'shus ram do apply. Not only when the person that the thing is tar, you're discussing whether it became tam, even if it's tam, you're discussing whether it became tar. The klali apsak should apply. So what are the klali apsak? So he says, well, the klali apsak are sofik tum b'shus ram tar. That's it. What after the other klal, that b'shus hayoch it is fake atomic? So he denies such a klal. We thought in Mishnayis and Taurus it says all over the place, sofik tum b'shus hayoch it is fake atomic. He says only if you have a raglaim ledover. If you don't have a raglaim ledover, then you don't say like that. Shiny Hosm Shari Kine Lovin Istaro. That's what the Gemara says. Ochi Hashta Hosm Yesha Glam Shari Kine Lovin Istaro. Achamar Glam Dovika. See, so according to that explanation of the Gemara, Reb Shimon denies the whole din, that the din Amakubal and all the Mishnayos. Okay, he has a right to disagree. He always assumed there's a fixed din. Safik Tum Mishu Sayach is fake atom. He says, not true. Only if it's Safik Tum Mishu Sayach with a Raglaim Ledover. In most cases the Mishnayos are not going to have raglaim ledover. Then the Gemara gives another suggestion. In boisim, a totally different shot. I'm time Reb Shimon gam sof tumah mitchilas tumah. Another explanation. The Gemara in Kiddushim Dav Samach Vav on the base quotes Reb Tarfin, who says that you're always tahor. Bei mishu sayach, bei mishu saram. You're always tahor. Not even toilim. Akam it's always tahor. Obviously, he doesn't believe in the title of Yusuf's story. So why is it Torah? Let it be a chazaka, keneged chazaka. Two chazakas against one is the same as one against one. So it's even Stephen. So why is it Torah? Let it be a safek hashoka, let it be tolim. So the Gemara never explains it. So Reb Shimon Shkop has in the Shari Yosha a very simple interpretation. He says, what is the shorish hasafek over here? What do you mean the person of the kli has a cheskas tumah? But the cheskas, let's say I'm vaday tomei, I go into a mikvah. So the vaday tomei doesn't affect anything. It's I'm tovel in a mikvah, so the tumah disappears. But over here, the suffix is whether the mikvah was mal or the mikvah was chaser. So the root of the suffix is on the mikvah. I'm a toitzor. If the mikvah is mal, I'm going to be tomei. If the mikvah is chaser, I'm going to be tomei. I'll remain tomei. How can you use my cheskas tumah to determine whether the mikvah was mal or chaser? The whole shorish suffix is on the mikvah. So Rav Tarfin doesn't agree with this whole analysis. Rav Shimon and the Rabbanah. Rabbi Kiva, the Rabbanon is Rabbi Kiva. He doesn't agree with Rabbi Kiva, Rabbanon Shita, and Rabbi Shimon. He holds that when you have Chazaka, can I get Chazaka? But one Chazaka is where the Shorash HaSofik is. So that wins. So that Chazaka passes us. So since on the Shorash HaSofik, you have the Cheskas Mol, you have the Mikveh, even though it can extend to the very present. It doesn't matter. I attribute the change to as late as possible. And I say that everything is Tohar Badai. Well, it's a gewaldige svar, but we don't accept Rav Tarfin's opinion. I would have said like Rav Tarfin, I think. But we pass like Rabbi Akiva. We don't accept Rav Shimon, we don't accept Rav Tarfin, we pass like Rabbi Akiva. I just wanted to make a brief comment on the Gemara Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that there was a Maisen from Bedisa. That a little baby became a nida, and they were told for the baby for what purposes? So the shaila is, what were they told for the baby for? They're afraid that the baby is going to touch some truma. He's going to make the truma. The baby can't eat anything. The baby's just born. The baby's just nursing from the mother. Or drinking bottles, whatever. The baby's not going to eat any truma. So what's the shaila over here? So the Gemara says, no, but again, too, sicha kishtiya. We have it in sicha kishtiya. So a Koyan Tomei is not permitted to be soft to Shemesh al Truma. So they wanted to know if they were allowed to shmir this was a Bas Koyan. So Kozman that she's a Nida, the little baby is a Nida, is like a Nida eating Truma. That's a Tumei Yotzalim Begufa, is not permitted to eat even Chalas Chutzlor, it's even Truma's Chutzlor. So they had to be Matbil the baby in order that it should be able to be soft. So the Chidush Aran quotes a Kashra from earlier Rishonim. That the Gemara in Perik Cherish in the end of Yivamis learns out from a series of psukim that there is a din, even a katan, a tinok, shalo higi alachinok, a little infant was just born, doesn't understand anything about anything, doesn't know what's going on, So the din is you're not allowed to feed the baby macholos asuris. Also lachilu biyadayim. So the Rashba claims that the Pashup Shat and the Gemara Cheresh is that this din only applies to when he said deraisa. Macholos asuris the Rabban and this muta lachilu biyadayim. And the Rambam disagrees. So the Rashba asks, how can the Rambam disagree? It's an often a Gemara. So the Rishonim are ready for how the Rambam read the Gemara. Not with Cheresh. Here, the Rashba says, here the Chidush Aran says, the Gemara is talking about Trumas Chutzla, it's over here. Trumas Chutzla is only with the Rabbanon. And they're still worried about smearing the baby, Losuch Hashem Shal Truma. So you see, you have to be matkal the baby before you do Osa Lachilo Biyadayim. You're not allowed to smear Truma, even though it's only the Rabbanon. Trumas Chutzla is only the Rabbanon. It's Osa Lachilo Biyadayim to the infant who's clearly Lohigil Lachino. So does this Gemara indicate like the Rambam? That even by Yisurim the Rabbanon, it's Osa Lachilo Biyadayim. So then the Chidush Aran says he doesn't think that this is necessarily a hechoche to the Shita Saramam, that even by Nisa de Rabbanan, also Lachilu Biyadayim, because he says we have a din of Mishmeres Trumosa, you're not allowed to be Mitami Truma. So the mother who's going to shmir the baby is in violation of the din of being Mitami the Truma. She's over the Avera. Forget about the baby. Also Lachilu Biyadayim maybe doesn't apply to Truma de Rabbanan, it's only a Nisa de Rabbanan, but the mother is in violation of a Nisa. Forget about the baby. So maybe the Gemara says there had to be matkal the baby in order that the mother shouldn't be a violation of her is. Here Tosis points out that's a Chidush Aran. People don't know what it says in the Ran before and after, but this Ran is a famous Ran. This is Shimon. Then Adavala has a comment over here. I'll just mention it briefly. He says that Tosis quotes the Rabbi Natan, the Sichi Kishti is only the Rabbanon. So he says, wait a minute, it can't be Legamre the Rabbanon. We have a din that truma that's oimed lachila, you're not supposed to use it for other purposes. Truma that's oimed l'shtia, you're supposed to drink, and truma that's oimed l'sicha, you're supposed to do sicha with it. You're not allowed to do anything. Let's say you have shem and zayis that's oimed l'sicha, and the kohen is going to drink it. He's going to use it for cooking, and it's not oimed for that. There are different kinds of shemen, let's say. So if you have shemen that's oimed l'sicha, you're not allowed to use it for other purposes. Every truma has its oimed l'mitzvasei, you're not allowed to even vatla. So he says that seems to be a din deraisa. When the Rabbeinu Tam says over here that sichi kishti is only with the Rabbana, means he wouldn't get malchus. Azar she'ochal truma gets malchus. A tomei she'ochal truma gets malchus. A kohen tomei she'ochal truma gets malchus. So azar who will be soch truma will not get malchus. A kohen who will be soch kohen tomei who will be soch truma will not get malchus. But it is mevatlid mitzvasai. The truma zayim and the mitzvasa of sichi kishti. That is a din deraisa. That sich is kishtiya, mamish kachila kishtiya, that he says that part is only the Rabban. Rabbala has in the end of the Sefer, he has a long arichas on this, that's the kids, he quotes a lot of Rambams to demonstrate that. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I did. That's right, I did. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.